Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Today's guest is Elaine DeWalder, a nurse practitioner at the Occupational Health Clinic. We're going to be talking a little bit about antibiotic use and misuse. Elaine, right now we're in the middle of cold and flu season. When exactly should you take an antibiotic?
When people are acutely ill with upper respiratory symptoms, it is most often a viral infection, and antibiotic treatment does not offer any benefit. With viral infections, antibiotics will not help you feel better, reduce the chance that you will not pass your illness to someone else, nor shorten the course of your illness.
What's the difference between a bacterial infection and a viral infection?
We have millions of bacteria that live normally on our bodies that do not cause harm. Few bacteria are harmful. Most of these bacteria can help us, but occasionally they can cause illness if they move from one area of your body to another, such as when bacteria that are in the intestines gets into the bladder, which can cause urinary tract infections. Another example of a bacterial infection is strep throat. When you do have a bacterial infection, antibiotics are often prescribed for treatment. A virus, which is different than bacteria, cause viral infections. Viral infections can cause illnesses such as the common cold or the flu. The use of antibiotics do not kill viruses and can result in having unnecessary side effects and allergic reactions. Also, using antibiotics when they are not needed can lead to the growth of bacteria that have become resistant to some antibiotics.
So the use of antibiotics is not indicated for the common cold or the flu because they're viruses. What are some symptoms of a viral infection?
Some common symptoms are fever, muscle aches, nasal congestion, cough, sore throat, and a runny nose. Symptoms can come on suddenly or develop over a 2 to 3 day period. Other symptoms that are worrisome to people can be a yellow or green color to your mucus, which comes from your body's cells' response to the virus. Fever is a defense mechanism we have to keep infected cells from copying the virus. A productive cough helps clear dead cells and virus particles, and facial or sinus pressure develops when swollen nasal tissues block your sinuses and the pressure builds inside.
When exactly should you see your healthcare provider?
When you have a respiratory illness, you should be checked by your healthcare provider when you have severe symptoms, fever over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, chills, a severe headache or neck stiffness, a sore throat without a cough or runny nose, trouble breathing or shortness of breath, chest pain or pressure, continual fatigue with or without fever or body aches, if you have a chronic illness that's worsening, or when your symptoms last longer than 10 days or become worse instead of improving. Also, if you do improve but the symptoms return and you feel much worse, you need to see your primary care doctor. Though occasionally a bacterial infection can occur following a cold or the flu, treatment with antibiotics should be left to the discretion of your healthcare provider.
How can I prevent getting a cold or the flu?
The following measures can help. Getting the flu vaccine each year will help prevent the flu. Exercising, getting plenty of sleep, and eating healthy. Good hygiene, such as washing your hands often with soap and water, and avoid shaking hands with someone who is sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Do not share eating or drinking utensils, and cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing, and again, wash your hands.
What other things can I do when I have a virus?
Do not pressure your provider to give you antibiotics if you have a virus. Many adults who feel bad enough to go to their provider with an illness feel they need an antibiotic for treatment. With most viral infections, you just need time and comfort measures, such as getting plenty of rest, drinking extra fluids, using saline nose drops, and gargle with warm salt water. Acetaminophen or ibuprofen can be used for fever or body aches.
What if my healthcare provider says I do need an antibiotic?
If you do need an antibiotic, take the full course as prescribed. Do not share your antibiotics with others, and do not stop the antibiotic just because you feel better.
Well, great. I really appreciate you talking to me today.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.